a lot of what you needed to do to make money in the oil trade in those early days was to have a good enough relationship with one of the big oil producers that they would sell you oil at a price that was probably too low. One of his big trade flows was through this extremely secretive pipeline that went through Israel that was built as a joint venture between Israel and Iran before the fall of the Shah in great secrecy. And Mark Rich would be buying Iranian oil, putting it through the pipeline, supplying Israel, but also supplying Europe through this pipeline, which then became enormously valuable when the Suez Canal closed in 1967 after Israel launched an attack on Egypt and Syria. This brief war was over, but the Suez Canal stayed closed until 1975. And for Mark Rich, that was a gift from the gods, and he made huge amounts of money. Mark Rich became this almost larger-than-life figure in commodity trading, the most profitable commodity trader ever. We spoke to a number of former senior people at Mark Rich who said that the company made $1 billion of profit in 1979, the year of the Iranian Revolution, which in those days would have made it one of the 10 largest companies in America. And this was a company owned by a small handful of people that only people in the commodities industry had ever heard of. But that didn't last, because Mark Rich caught the attention of US law, and particularly of Rudy Giuliani, then a prosecutor, who indicted him for tax fraud and for trading with Iran during the hostage crisis. So he and his partner Pinky Green fled the US to Switzerland, became fugitives from US justice, and then carried on their business of being the world's largest commodity trading house, despite this US indictment hanging over their head.